Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald's podcast. This week, I'm answering a listener submitted question, and they were saying that they are wanting to meet someone, but they're really not finding joy in the process anymore, you know, of dating. So if you're single, I'm sure you can relate to this. I'm not single anymore, but I can absolutely relate to how arduous the whole process of dating can be, how exhausting it can be, isolating, lonely, and you want to meet someone, but it's really hard to kind of keep going. So I wanted to chat about this today because I think never before have we been in a place where wanting to meet someone is so hard. And people might think that it's the opposite because there's so many options out there, but in so many ways it's made it so much more difficult. And I think what people are going through now hasn't been experienced before. So there's not a lot of people that you can get guidance from that actually understand what it's like, because your friends might not have been through it, your family, your parents certainly haven't. The emotional turmoil of what is dating these days. So I wanted to cover it because I, through my work, want to help people achieve the goals that they have. And often it's career, it's relationships, it's dating, it's starting a business. And one of the things that comes with dating is like, okay, what are these things blocking you from getting this? Often I'll have people say, I really want to meet someone. And I'll say, so what are you doing? And they say, nothing. So that's super common, and it makes sense, right? Because it is kind of such an exhausting thing these days to do. So kind of like, let's break it down and see how can we ride the waves of dating, even though it's difficult. As I said, you know, I was chatting to a friend the other day and they said their grandparents met at a dance. And I think back to in my 20s, everyone's just meeting out in big group gatherings or at bars and that kind of thing. And I know that there was like before online dating and after online dating and how the landscape completely shifted. So I remember, you know, before online dating existed, what it was like, how you'd meet people. And then I remember when online dating existed and I wasn't single, but I was out with some people from work and they were all on their apps and I hadn't been on apps. I didn't really understand it. And I was like, oh, there's some guys over there. Like, do you want me to go over and we'll start chatting? They're like, no. And kind of freaked out and wanted to stay swiping on the apps. And that was kind of the first time that I saw how different things were. After this, I was single and on apps for, you know, such a long time. And it's so true. Like I felt that people had lost the art of in-person conversations. And I think that that shifted things so much, because even if people do go out to bars and these kinds of things or gatherings, it's like so hard to strike up a conversation. It's not just to do with online dating. I think it's to do with technology in general, but it's like you don't just go up and talk to people anymore. So the window of how you can meet someone has certainly shrunk a lot. And I think then if all you're left with is online dating and the experience isn't pleasant, then you are potentially going to give up. So I think that it's important just to acknowledge this is the landscape and it sucks, but I don't want to let this difficulty stop me from getting to where I want to be. So it's assessing for you what is making it tricky and then figuring out ways to remove those barriers. And it's also figuring out what are some ways that you can make this more of a joyful process. So as this person said, it's like not joyful anymore. I think we can to some extent choose that. I know for me, a big mindset shift was going on dates with the goal of learning something new about someone. So not wondering if this person was right for me, but can I learn something new about an industry I don't know about, or about this person's world or their background that I don't know about, and being that being the goal. And then if you feel like you hit it off with them, you see them again. I would almost treat like the, I would try and keep the chat as minimal as possible on the app, get on a date and meet this person. And then that's kind of like, the, for lack of a better term, almost like the interview process, not that you're interviewing them, but like, this is the, I think in person is the best way to figure out if you want to go on a quote unquote first date with this person. But I think taking out the pressure of what the first date is definitely helps, and taking out the wasting of the time on the apps and the back and forth and the chatting for ages and ages. This leads to the exhaustion that then you don't have the energy for the person that is potentially right for you. So it's like, this kind of brings me to my second point, is to embrace rejection. So we really want to reduce the amount of time that we spend with the wrong people, so we have more time, but more importantly, more energy for the right person. My husband was saying to me on the weekend, we met through apps, he was saying that when he met me, I was actually engaging with him and responding and asking questions. And that's why he asked me out. But he'd come across so many people that were kind of like, I don't think he'd use the word despondent, but I'm using it, but just like not engaged at all. And I can see how that would happen, because if you are so exhausted by the process, I could have started chatting to Ray and just like had no energy for him, not, you know, giving half-assed answers, thinking, you know, this person could be another dickhead, like, and then he's not seeing the best of me. And, he, you know, he said he wouldn't have asked me out. So it's coming with the approach of, I'm going to just try and speak as little as possible to people on here, enough that we can go on a date, go on the date and decide if I want to quote unquote start dating this person, but saving your time and energy as much as possible. But then when you're chatting to people, actually put in the effort. With this rejection, one of the things that I would certainly encourage people to do is to lean into their real self, their true self, and let that filter out people. I certainly did it because, you know, I've got intuitive abilities. Everyone's not going to be cool with that. And I would much rather find out before I wasted weeks or months of my time, before I found out that this person wasn't fine with it. We were completely incompatible. Because at the end of the day, if I had of ended up with someone that wasn't cool with it, what a miserable life that would have been. So the goal is really just to start embracing rejection and flipping it on its head. I've talked about this in other episodes too, in a general sense of like embracing rejection. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, jump in and listen to them, because it's about job applications and all sorts of other things. But this idea that we're creating space for what is right for us, when we focus too much on rejection and that being about us and that there's something wrong with us, it simply isn't true. We're always going to look for the right match and the thing that's aligned to us. And dating is just one of those areas where I actually want to repel the people that are wrong for me, because it's a waste of my time. It's a waste of their time. So that would be my other thing here, is like, embrace that rejection, encourage that rejection, and do so by being more of ourselves. I think that we fear being ourselves because we don't want to be rejected. I'd say that's the number one thing that people are afraid of online dating, but or dating in general, but it slows you down so much because you're trying to appeal to everyone. And, you know, we have this in marketing, my background's in marketing. We say that if you're trying to appeal to everyone, you're appealing to no one. So when you're very specific, then you can find people that really love specifically what you're offering. So that's the key here, is to make sure that like, what are you bringing to the table? Who are you? What makes you unique? And really kind of lean on that so that you're attracting the right people. You're actually trying to get rejected. I know that sounds kind of funny, but when you look at it through that lens, it also doesn't feel as bad because it's intentional. So it's not happening to you. You're kind of in control of it. So yeah, they're the few couple of things that I wanted to say. It's like, lean into who you are, embrace that rejection, reduce the time that you're spending and energy that you're spending on people, on those apps, because then you get drained and then you give up, and we don't want you to get off the field. So it's like doing everything that you can to stay out there, because the right person is looking for you, and if they can't find you, they can't find you. So it does break my heart that people do stop putting themselves out there. And I'm not talking about taking a break, because I think that that can be good sometimes when you need a little bit of a reset. But then I think it's like coming back with the energy of putting in the effort. And if someone is like put off by that, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about, is people will be telling you like, don't do this because you'll scare this person off. Don't do this because you'll scare, you know, people off. You want to scare people off. Like, and I don't call it scaring people off, but you, again, it's coming back to like embracing that if someone doesn't like the way you naturally communicate, if they don't like that you're strong in your personality, they're not going to be right for you anyway. Or they're not ready. This is the other thing too. Sometimes they're not ready. So again, you want to filter these people out. I think these are kind of the main things of like knowing that it's difficult, but knowing that that's not going to let it stop you, but then putting things in place so that it isn't as exhausting as it need, like it can, it doesn't have to be as exhausting as it can be when we're putting so much energy into everything and feeling like there's something wrong with us. It's absolutely not true. You're not alone in this feeling, in this experience, in rejection, in ghosting, and know that it's not about you. It is literally just the landscape of it. So it's like knowing how to navigate that so that you don't give up, because I know that there is someone out there that is so great for you and you're great for them, and you really need to meet each other. And what a shame if you decided to just like take yourself out of the game because of a couple of, you know, crappy situations that are happening to everyone. So if you like this topic, let me know if there's more detail that you want me to go into, and share this with your single friends. Even if they're like, oh, you know, I'm not really looking for someone, this could be why they've taken themselves out of the game. So please do share this with them, because I'm sure they're amazing and they, you know, deserve to meet someone amazing too. So thanks again for listening. Thanks for sharing. And I will chat to you on the next episode.